Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Happy Mind, Happy Life show with your host, Sheila Willis. As it has been said, as a man thinks, so is he. So when your mind is happy, your life is happy. You'll even discover that when your mind is happy, your money is right. When your mind is happy, your love life is right. When your mind is happy, even your relationships with your family, friends, and coworkers is right. When your mind is happy, you'll even get your business right. So tune in and let's talk about how to have a happy mind in order to have a happy life. Hello, 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 everybody. This is Sheila Willis, your host of the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And as always, I am happy and excited to be here tonight. And I'm equally as excited to have you here with me tonight. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to our show tonight. Tonight is September the 28th. 2017, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We have an exciting show for you tonight. I am very excited about our show tonight. I'm happy about all of our shows, but I am really thrilled about the show that we have for you tonight and the topic we're going to be discussing, which is a Christian perspective of the law of attraction. And those of you out there, my listening audience, you know that I am a believer in the law of attraction. I am a Christian, but I do believe strongly in the law of attraction, and you know that I teach it. I encourage others to, apply it to their lives, and I know that not all of my audience are Christians, but I know there is a large portion of my audience that are Christians. And so tonight's show, even if you're not a Christian, it is going to be a good show, good information for you as well. And then those of you who are Christians who are listening tonight, what I am hoping is that this is going to be, because I know, you know, I've talked about it. I've had Susan Witt of Love Just Is to come on, and she's an expert on the law of attraction. And I had her to come on and to talk about it. But, you know, Susan doesn't have a Christian background per se. And so I do have someone here tonight that does have a Christian background, that is a minister, or I believe he's still a minister, but I'll let him introduce himself in just a moment. But I'm excited about this because I know that this is one of the things that I have been given to do. It is one of my earthly assignments, is to bridge the gap between the law of attraction and the Christian beliefs. And so it is my hopes tonight that if you're still on the fence, if you kind of believe, but you're not certain if you should believe, I'm hoping that tonight is going to give you that little extra oomph or that extra push that you need to fully come on into the belief, you know, and get into or allow the law of attraction to be a part of your life. As I have said so many times before, it has been a tremendous revelation to me, and it changed my entire life, you know. And I know, you know, when I say that, you know, some of my Christian listeners may get a little nervous because I said the law of attraction changed my life. They may feel like, well, Jesus, yeah, he did. But the law of attraction, the revelation of that, the revelation of this law truly changed my life from how I live now to the struggle that I was in before. Applying the law of attraction to my life truly, truly did change my life. And I know you guys have heard me say that before. So we're going to get into the discussion. But before we do that, because you know how that goes, as we start talking, I usually get to the end, and then I'm rushing to try to get my announcements in. So let me give the announcements first, and then when we get into the discussion, we don't have to break for announcements. I do want to say that generally what we do We have an hour discussion, and then for the last 30 minutes, we will open up the lines and allow you to call in with your questions, comments, and what have you. So please feel free to call in tonight. That number is 949-534-0637. Again, that number is 949-534-0637. And we would absolutely love to hear from you tonight. So please feel free to call in. And when that time comes, you'll hear me say the lines are open, and then you can call in. So I want to say, and I believe that I announced this on last week's show. Hey, by the way, if you didn't tune in to last week's show, you really need to listen to the recording on my on demand channel. It is an awesome discussion. The information will truly help you to set your money free if you're having any type of struggles or any type of challenges in the area of finances. You really need to listen to that episode. That was last week's episode, and we talked about make friends with money. And that's another challenge that Christians have. You know, they have a, you know, real challenge sometimes with money and abundance. So I don't want to talk about last week's episode. So please do go to my on-demand channel, which is www.blogtalkradio.com, Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And all of the episodes that we do are listed there. But last week's, I'm telling you, it will help you get your money right. So please do tune in. And by the way, you know, it is only an hour's hour discussion, and there's so much to abundance. And you all know that I believe in abundance on in every area. You know, there's more to abundance than just money, but we truly do need our money to be right as well. So there's a lot, there's so much that we could say about money and abundance and why we have our challenges and struggles in that area. And so I'm going to actually be doing a seminar on the same subject, how to make friends with money, so we can go a little deeper in it, and I can give you more action steps and more things that you can apply to your life in order to get your money free, because we do need our monies to be free. And if you don't want your money free, and if you don't want to live in abundance, then please send all your money to me, because I can use it. So anywho, that's one of the announcements I wanted to tell you, that I will be doing a seminar for maybe a 2-hour seminar on that same subject. So please stay tuned for those announcements. And I'm going to be doing a women's seminar November the 11th. I'm still working out the location, but it will be in Chicago. And it's going to be a free seminar for women. And my endeavor is to empower and encourage women in that particular seminar. We're not trying to overlook anyone, but that's just another one of the things that I've been assignment that I have in this earth is to encourage and empower women. So we want to give a free seminar. And in order to offset the cost of that, I'm going to be promoting a T-shirt. And so please keep your eyes out for that. I'm just trying to decide on what slogan to use. And once I get that together, you'll see me circulating this T-shirt. And if you will support that endeavor so we can have this free seminar and to encourage and empower women. We want to encourage women on every level. We want it to be spirit, soul, and body. So when they come out, they are empowered, they're strong, they're strengthened, they're revived, and they're ready. Because I tell you what, healed women heal the world. They heal the nation. And empowered women empower the nation. We need our women to be empowered. So that's that. And so be looking out for that announcement. And I think that is all I have for you tonight. So we're going to get into our discussion, which is a Christian perspective of the law of attraction. And I hope all of my Christian friends are still out there listening. And those of you who are not Christians, please do not touch that channel or don't click off. please hang in here with us. I'm absolutely sure that you're going to be able to use the information. So tonight we are here with life coach Cornelius Simon. I believe he's a minister, but I'm going to let him tell you that. I'll allow him to introduce himself and kind of give you some of his background and then go ahead and share with you what he has tonight. I'm just going to turn it over to him because you guys have heard me talk about the law of attraction, why I believe in the law of attraction, what the law of attraction is. And so I'm just going to allow him to come in and just kind of flow in whatever way he wants to flow tonight. So, Cornelius, are you here?
I'm here, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
All right. I am so happy that you're here tonight. I'm telling you, I am absolutely elated that I have someone to who like-minded, that believes the way that I believe, that knows that you can still be a Christian and still embrace the law of attraction, and it's all well. So, Cornelius, I believe your matter of fact, I know that your ministry or your business, in your counseling business, your coaching business, I believe it's Cornelius Speaks. And I know you do a lot of other stuff like me. We got our hands in so much. So, but
yeah,
please share with the listening audience your background and whatever you want to share tonight is fine.
Yes, absolutely. Again, thank you for having me, Sheila, and good evening, everyone. As Sheila mentioned, my name is Cornelius Simon. Yes, I am technically still a minister, although I'm no longer pastoring the church. My wife and I had pastored church for 8 years in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. We're now in San Diego, California, living here for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, from 2008 to 2016, we were pastoring a ministry out in Snellville, Georgia, which is a city, metro city in Atlanta. And, you know, college trained, have a degree in biblical education. Obviously spent several hours studying, preparing, and, you know, just really understanding the Bible to be better at my role as a pastor and just teaching others the word. And now I'm a proponent, if you will, of the law of attraction, and I use it in my life, obviously following those principles and keeping God first as my source, but following the principles of law of attraction. And that's something I think many Christians, as I once was, let me back up now, I was kind of like, oh, no, I don't know about this here. I remember watching the movie, Moving the Secret, several years back.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little men's retreat at my house, and that was the featured movie there. And I was one of those, no, this is not biblical, blah, blah, blah. But once I opened my mind to hear God, then I would begin to see more of the correlation between scripture verses and some of the principles that are being taught through the law of attraction. And one thing I learned, Sheila, as I began studying, going down my own journey of LOA, that, you know, the principle or the concepts that is taught in what we know now as the law of attraction, you know, they predate, it predates the movie like The Secret. You know, The Secret commercialized these principles, commercialized the phrase or the term law of attraction. But this goes way back, way back. And as I was as a
certainly
minister,
does.
You know, reading you know, books from authors from the 1800s and the 1900s, I do the same with law of attraction. So you're looking at authors like Thomas Troward and Wallace D. Waddle, I think his name is, Signs of Getting Rich, and others out there. You know, their principles predate, quote, the law of attraction, but there are still principles that are being taught today. And so when I started reading that, it lessened the walls of the defense that I had about law of attraction, because I saw that it was principles that were being taught long before, you know, The Secret and whatnot. So that's in part started my journey down this here. And more than anything, you know, you can teach somebody this, that, and the other, teach them biblical principles, but until you're able to apply it in your life, and see it happen in your life, it's not going to become real to you. You know, I've had experiential knowledge, experienced it, the principles over the past couple of years, and now I'm a believer of it, and I don't feel any less of a Christian because I do believe the law of attraction. And if, again, if people would take the time and be open-minded, they will see these correlating verses in scripture to say, yes, these are the same thing. You know, the funny thing about, or I should say the sad thing about, again, I was there so I can speak from this point. The sad thing about most Christians is that if it doesn't come from, if the phrase is not in the Bible or doesn't come from a pulpit, it's not received.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, we do ourselves a disservice as spiritual people, not Christians per se, but as spiritual beings. Not allowing ourselves to be open to other principles and philosophies of life outside of what might come from pulpit.
It's true. Let me interject for a moment, if if I may. You're absolutely right, you know, and I will have to say, you know, I've been a Christian for probably 25 years. And when I first heard of the law of attraction, I felt the same way, like, wait a minute, you know. But as you said, when I began to do my research, as I began to open up my heart and allow God to show me, you know, and take me not only writings from other people, but to take me to the Bible and show me where there are biblical principles that back up the law of attraction. And I have to say this, I have a better understanding of how faith works and some of the other things that are in the Bible because of the law of attraction, you know. And I'm going to say this, and I think I've said this before, and I love everybody, I really do, but we're here to help you, you know. And sometimes in order to help people to see things, you know, better, sometimes you got to shake them up a little bit. And so there's a passage or scripture in the Bible that says the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. And to me, that means because they're open-minded and they will, and hey, those of you who are not Christians, I'm not stepping on your toes. I'm just quoting the scripture, and that's what it says. And so what that means to me, or what I get out of that, is what it's talking about is those who are of the Christian faith. So let's say it that way, that those that are not of the Christian faith are wiser. And why are they wiser? Because they're open. You know, their minds are open. They're open to receive new ideas and new concepts. But Christian people, I love you. I do. But just as Cornelius is saying, if it doesn't, if you can't find that term in the Bible, then you just throw it out. You don't want to believe in the law of attraction, because I can't take you to a scripture and verse that says the law of attraction is real and you should follow this, or, you know, so you don't, or because someone is not over the pulpit saying you should follow the law of attraction, then you just automatically block it off. And so this is why you can't get the revelation. And Christian people, God bless you, I love you, I do, but we're some of the most scary people, you know, and we're supposed to have the authority and this power. You know, we actually should have been the ones that brought forth the law of attraction. We actually should have been the ones that brought forth this revelation, but because we're so scary and so nervous about believing anything, But guess what? You believe in biology. You can't find that in the Bible. You believe in so many other things that you can't find the exact phrase in the Bible. You believe that when you put your foot on the brake, that car is going to stop. So you believe, and you don't see that in the Bible. You believe so many things that are not in the Bible. But when it comes to things like this, you close it off. You're not open to it. And so you're missing. Yeah. You're missing such a tremendous thing. So I just wanted to tag team with you a little bit, Cornelius. Yeah. I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah. So again, and with your example about we take other things and we believe them. Let's take the law of gravity. I've never been in a church where I heard any preacher talking about the law of gravity other
right.
than just use it as a part
right.
of something else. But we believe
right.
it. Now and we take it for granted because we know if something goes up, it's going to come back down, vice versa.
Exactly.
It's going to come back down. So here's the problem. Here's the problem, and this is where I see. I can speak. From this point, because I was there. So I feel very
right.
Adequate to speak and bold enough to speak about that. It's because mm-hmm. that we have been trained. We have been trained Christians.
There you are.
And I was there that our mind is so indoctrinated to what comes out of
mm-hmm.
the 66 books that if it's not there, we cannot
right.
accept it. And
right.
that is where we err at. When I was Sheila, when
yes.
I was ministering for 8 years, I did not teach
mm-hmm.
or practice tithing in our church. I taught against
okay.
tithing. There's
okay.
still videos on YouTube that I've taught series about tithing. I did a live interview on television about tithing. I was
okay.
able to open my mind about the subject of tithing because
okay.
I just read for myself and I allow the
mm-hmm.
Spirit of God to speak to me. When you allow man to speak to you, then you are only going to receive man's interpretation or man's
right.
Maybe
right.
unintentional bondage that they may place on you, man being woman or man, to do that. And that's where, again, like I said earlier, like you was saying the same thing, we do ourselves a disservice when we
yeah.
stay in the dark.
So true.
And you mentioned that earlier.
So true.
And I often wonder over the years why are quote non-Christians, again I put that in air quotes, non-Christians
right.
are more
mm-hmm.
successful than Christians
mm-hmm.
and what
mm-hmm.
you said earlier was a key factor that even though they quote according to Bible's term in darkness, they are more open to
right.
other things which helps them
right.
Better their lives, have a more abundant life. Again,
it's
I'm not
true.
Saying that all the non-Christians out there are successful or doing
no,
things.
No, I get
just,
it.
But my point is,
mm-hmm.
we have to be open to more than what's just in Scripture. And I remember posting a few weeks
to.
Ago a quote about just something that came from a different source. And the one quote was saying, one person responded, well, whatever in the Bible is real truth. Like, no, if you only think that's only what come out of the Bible is truth, then you are not giving yourself the fair. You're not being a spiritual person. You're not being really a spirit.
Right.
You're being a dogmatic Christian, and you're being a cultic. That's what you're being. I hate to
mm-hmm.
be so forceful
mm-hmm.
about it, but that's what it is.
So, but it's true.
To get to this
yeah.
point, it's very true. To get to this point where you can have a healthy perspective or accept the law of attraction. Listen, let me just give you a very basic, simple meaning or definition of what it is. The law of
okay.
attraction is the name given to the belief that like attracts like. Very
yep.
basic.
Yep.
And
just
it happens
simple.
By focusing
mm-hmm.
on positive or negative thoughts. One can bring in positive or negative results. So if you just take the
right.
basic definition of attraction, don't even worry about the word law. Law just means principles. If you take
right.
the basic word of attraction, it means what you attract by what you draw to yourself. So the law
mm-hmm.
of attraction is simply just another way, a set of principles that can codify, define, and give us something to work within, some kind of framework or
yeah.
system
for
yeah. us to work within about attracting the things that we want into our life.
Right.
And if we look at this
right.
on every end, whether it's bad things are good things. There were
right.
a certain degree of focus of your thoughts on certain things that attracted it, that you called to attract into your
mm-hmm.
life. I can go into
mm-hmm.
example after example, some things good, some
yep.
things not good. Of course,
yep.
I won't touch on the not
yep.
good thing. To say that when
yep.
I focused on this so much that it happened, and I can change my focus from something negative to positive and see it happen. And that's all
right.
the law of attraction is.
That's all it is.
It's just a
set
of principles
mm-hmm.
for attracting
yep.
things, for saying like attracts like. And
yes.
what gets me is we miss out on this abundant life and abundant living that we want to have
yes.
because we
yeah.
are close-minded in what the law is.
Mm.
You accept the law
yeah.
of gravity, then you should accept the law of attraction. Now, let me give you
exactly.
another, we all know this, another law
let
that will come
this,
out of Scripture.
Let me throw this. Let me throw this scripture in right quick, Cornelius, because we're talking about, and that is the simplest way to put it, and that is exactly the way that I explain it, is that the law of attraction is simply like attracts like. But here's the scripture I want to give to back it up: as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, so we're talking about, and we're basically talking to, the Christian perspective. And so that, you know, that you can back it up with scripture: as a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinks, that's what's going to manifest in your life. You know, what I like to say is that the life that we're living is just a manifestation of our thought life, you know. We can truly see, and one of the examples that I tried to give to people is this: if you just take one aspect of what's going on in your life, let's just use money because everybody can relate to that. If you're having scarcity and lack in your life, just take a moment and write down the thoughts that you have about money. And if you have negative thoughts about money, if you're always talking about, I can't pay my bills and I don't have enough, that's what's manifesting in your life, because that's your thought life. Our words, and then you speak that, you know, we think it, we speak it. And so our words are just simply manifestations of our thoughts. And so when we begin to speak what we're thinking, then we begin to see that thing. What does the scripture say? You know, you shall have whatsoever you say. But the part that we miss is we can't say anything without thinking it first. So it's that thought first. Yeah, we have to think it, then we speak it, and then that's what you begin to see. But hey, Cornelius, you and I know that even with the law of attraction, you don't even have to speak it. You know, it's just that thought life and the releasing of that energy that creates that vibration and creates that frequency, and you are actually attracting things from that. As well, without even speaking it. But anyway, go ahead, Cornelius. I just wanted to throw that in.
Right, very, very good. And again, that verse is key. I think it's James Allen has the book As a Man Thinketh, and you know, folks, you got to open yourself to read more than just you know, the 66 books. I mean, really, you have to. You'll go out there and read, you know, something by T.D. Jakes or you know, Anthony Evans, you know, Paula White or Joyce Meyer, you know, but you won't read something else, and you won't read a book by James Allen or Neville Goddard. It's just so. And I'm with you. Even the more now, Sheila, as we go through this, this interview here, this conversation about bridging that gap, and I'll be transparent. You know, I was, you know, when I first when I moved from Georgia and closed our church down, I've been in the closet. I've really been in the closet about my belief about attraction, mainly because of the fear of the ridicule,
Right.
But the more and more I talk to people, and I read things on Facebook and whatnot, it's like, man, you guys are missing out on stuff. It's just so, it's like, wow, they're sinking, Cornelius, and what are you going to do? You're going to just hide in your closet and just do your own thing away from everybody? But let me take us to, again, this is a Christian perspective, so let me try to bring in as many verses as I can to solidify and this law of attraction belief. You know, Galatians 6:7, you know, for whatever man sow, that he will also reap. Now, we will go with the law of sowing and reaping. You know what? The law of sowing and reaping is no different than the law of attraction.
It's not.
And if you can just break that down to, wow, it's the same thing. Whatever, if you put in seeds of corn, you're going to attract or grow seeds of corn. If you put in, you know, bad seeds, you're going to attract and grow bad seeds. Whatever you sow, you shall also reap. So if you sow positive thoughts, you're going to attract positive thoughts. If you sow negative thoughts about nobody's going to hire me or no one loves me, guess what you're going to attract? You're going to reap. No one loves me. No one is going to hire me. So we have to understand that the principles are through scripture. And if you go into some of the stories, you start seeing some things that, how did this just happen like this? Well, maybe they begin to think about it which we don't see too much in scripture, this whole thinking
right.
process. But this is how it's happening. As you said earlier, the first, before you start saying these words, in most cases, you're going to have that thought first. Everything that exists
right.
today started off with a thought. Blog Talk Radio
That's
started
right.
off with a thought in somebody's head. They,
sure
they
did.
Began to speak
yep.
it out in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are talking over the internet. I'm in California.
Right.
You're on Midwest. This is how it happens.
Right.
So we have to understand that this Christian perspective, or as a Christian accepting and beginning to believe into the law of attraction, it's not there to shake your faith or your belief in Jesus. That's not
right.
This is about you bringing into your life what it is that you desire. I believe it's Psalm 37:4. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall
yes.
give you the desires
of
your heart.
Of your heart.
Well, how does that desire come about?
Right.
Well, you begin to think on that. And it's just delight in yourself. That's the first step. You begin to
right.
think on those desires. You begin, before we moved to California, my wife and I, we visualized. We didn't know how it was
right.
going to happen. We just knew that we wanted to be out there. So we went through these principles of the law of attraction, or sowing and reaping,
right.
and we just began sowing seeds of positivity, positive thoughts, seeing
right.
ourselves out here. And here we are. So it's working, and I don't
exactly.
feel any less of a Christian because I believe in the law of attraction. As you said earlier,
right.
it has only deepened my understanding and faith.
Right.
Because I wondered
yes.
so many times, how can other people who have faith, like I have faith, you know, accomplish so much, succeed, put their hand in something, and see it just flourish like that? Well,
right.
I began to see for myself, well, you weren't applying certain principles, and namely, you weren't thinking positive about what it is
exactly.
you wanted to achieve.
Exactly.
I say, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then I begin looking at every negative thing that is confronting me,
right.
why I can't do this.
Right.
And the more you focus on the negative, the more the negative is amplified and magnified to the point where now
right.
you're attracting. Again, to go to basic belief or basic definition or meaning of law of attraction, like attract likes are sowing and reaping. If you sow negative thoughts, then you're going to reap negative thoughts. So I had to then change my perspective. Once I changed my perspective and I began to see that, okay, yes, you consider yourself, Cornelia, as a mostly optimistic person, but I wasn't applying the principles with my optimism. I would be optimistic until I reached an obstacle. And when the obstacle comes, then I was no longer optimistic. But the law of attraction states you focus on what you want to have happen. You focus on the positive. You focus on it coming into being. So I began
right.
to learn when confrontation comes or when an obstacle, I don't focus on the obstacle. I focus on what I want to have happen.
Exactly.
And as I began
yeah.
to be more positive about the end goal and not the obstacles in the way, those obstacles over time, sometimes sooner than or later, they begin to dissipate and become less of an obstacle and more of an opportunity. So,
Is that not faith?
That is faith.
That's faith. Yeah.
The evidence of things hoped for. What is your evidence?
Yeah.
That you're being positive. Your evidence is that you can focus on what it is you want. You know, the substance,
right.
what is the substance? The substance is your visualization. The substance is your meditation.
You
the substance
yes.
is you getting into the feeling of what it is that you want to have into your life. You want to have be more healthy? Well, get into the feeling of what it's going to be like being healthy.
Right.
There's
right.
a couple of years ago, I was suffering with my left foot was giving me problems. And I can still walk, but after a few hours in the day, sometimes even early in the morning, I was just in pain. You know, I had to kind of walk lightly on that left foot. Now, this was around the same time I started learning about law of attraction. And I was reading the book by Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And when I started reading that book, and he began to explain how the mind knows how to repair the body, and if you just focus your thoughts on your foot or whatever it is your ailment is being healed, that it knows what to do. It knows how to repair. So I went through this period of time, maybe 35, 45 days, where I was just speaking affirmatively, positive, it's gone. No more. I can walk freely. And you know what? Over time, probably even less than that, 45 days, it began to just dissipate. I felt no more. In fact, my daughter brought it up over the weekend. Dad, weren't you hurting with this? I just told my sweetie, I said, no, sweetie, I was, yes, but I just thought positive and I just used my subconscious mind to say, hey, I don't feel this anymore. I don't feel this anymore. And it killed itself. I'll say it that way. This is how it works. Again, to believe in the law of attraction is to believe in scripture. That's what I say.
It really is. You know, I agree. It really is. Because every, you know, like I said, it helps me to understand how some scriptures work, or why they work. Why does faith work? You know, why does calling those things that are not as if they were work? You know, and so we have a lot of Christians that follow scriptures, but let me say it this way, and I'm not saying everybody, you know, I'm just speaking in general right now, but a lot of them don't know how to apply. How do I apply this scripture? How do I live this particular thing out? And so we have all of this struggle and all of these challenges and all of these fears, you know. And as I said earlier on, we're supposed to be in authority and standing in this power and changing things and changing our world and bringing about peace and all of these things. But we're so bogged down with our own personal challenges and our own personal struggles, so we're not able to even help anyone else, you know, that us for no more type of mindset.
Right.
And so here is this revelation, and I'm so happy and excited that more Christians are getting a hold to this revelation and coming out of the closet, because I get it, Cornelius. I get it as a former pastor, and it's something that our lives are very, very similar. I pastored a church for about 10 years, you know, and so I understand that when you get a hold of this revelation, you're not so quick to share it, because you don't want to be criticized, or you don't want to be ridiculed, or you don't want people to think, well, she or he is not a Christian anymore, or they backslid, or any of those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of hide it because you don't want, because it doesn't fit within the Christian communities, you know. You know, and so
it doesn't.
But you know what? We need to bridge that gap. And I know that's part of what my assignment is. And I strongly believe it's part of what your assignment is. And then the others that God is raising up, you know, because when I stopped pastoring, I knew, you know, it's God that led me to the life coach and the transformation skin business. He said, so I can give you a larger audience, you know. So because of the revelation and the things that he's given us, a lot of times we can't take it to the church, you know, because we're talking about something that is not necessarily in, you know, you can't find the law of attraction in the Bible, but you can definitely find the principles. But you know what I see? I see churches opening up, and I see those of us who believe in the law of attraction and we still believe in Jesus going into these churches and teaching these principles, and so that people can walk in the fullness of what God has given them. And I know you believe, just as I believe, that money, it's not just about money, that abundance is not just about money, but it's being abundant and having that fullness in every area of your life. And so this is all we're here for, people. You know, we're here to assist you. We're here to assist you with getting into that place where you see abundance in every area of your life. Now, I don't have, you know, abundance flowing in every area of my life the way that I desire, but I know that things have changing. I know that my thought life is changing, so I know the manifestation is going to come forth. And so when you begin to practice or accept a new principle, you can't get discouraged because it doesn't change overnight. It's not a something that's just going to just instantly change. You start confessing positive affirmations because you know I teach that listening audience, and you know tomorrow you get up and it, but it might, you know, again it depends on the degree of the self-limiting beliefs. So if you like myself, I'm 60 years old, and for 55 or 54 years of my life, I've had, you know, the mindset of scarcity and lack and struggle and all that kind of thing. So when I came into the revelation of the law of attraction, well, you know, I'm beginning to see some changes, but hey, I had 50 something years of this other junk. So yeah, it's taken some time, but I have seen tremendous things happen in my life because of the law of attraction. I've seen some big things, just like Cornelia said. I relocated to San Diego from Chicago. Well, it was Chicago, then to Columbus. I was in Columbus when I really began to think about relocating, and I did the same thing. I visualized myself being there, and I thought about, you know, being there, and I did all of that. And so visualization is simply calling those things that are not as if they were, or seeing things before they happen. And before anything can happen in your life, you have to see it first. If you don't see it, yeah, it ain't manifesting, because it actually already exists. And so when you approach it like that, it exists in the spiritual realm, or the, for my non-Christian listeners, the you may not call it the spiritual realm. You may call it the metaphysical world or the non-physical world, but it exists there first. And in order for us to pull it into this time-space reality, in order for us to manifest it into where we live, you have to see it, and you have to feel it. I love that Cornelia said that. You got to feel it. You got to act like it before it shows up. You gotta know you healed. You know, you gotta feel that you're healed, you know, before that manifestation comes, because you already are healed, you know, and you already are abundance, and everything you need, everything you can possibly think of has already been done for you. And so when you approach it that way, and you begin to feel abundant, you begin to, and that's why I strongly teach and encourage people to live your happy, because that vibration of happiness, that vibration of joy, it puts you in that positive energetic space, and then you begin to attract those things that are on that same level. And so live your happy, be passionate about life, get up every day and be, you know, I hate it when people say, oh man, it's Monday. Are you serious? It's another day of life. And if you approach it like, oh man, this Monday, then that's the kind of day that you have.
That's kind
but
of
day
get up, have.
Yeah. Get up and bless life every day, and expect good things and wonderful things to happen to you. And guess what? They'll start happening to you. So now listen, you're listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. This is your host, Sheila Willis. I have a life coach, Cornelia Simon, here with me tonight, and we're talking about a Christian perspective of the law of attraction. The number to call in, and we will be opening up the lines in maybe about 16 minutes. That number to call in is 949-534-0637. And again, that number is 949-534-0637. So Cornelius, why do you think, other than the reasons that we've already discussed, why do you feel that it is necessary for not only Christians, but anyone out there that's listening to us tonight, why is it necessary? Can they, to believe in the law of attraction, can they accomplish their goals without believing in the law of attraction?
Well, I think it's, if you're accomplishing, if anyone anyone who accomplishes their goal, past, present, or future, they're using the law of attraction, point blank.
Yes,
you may be doing it
yes, sir.
Unconsciously or subconsciously or unconsciously versus consciously. We all do it. It's before I knew about the law of attraction, I was using the law of attraction. And I thought back to some of my successes in my life, whatnot, coming out of the military, getting into IT, having a successful IT career. You know, when I look back on it, I thought and kept my focus on all those things. Every point, every step along the way, every success along the way, I was focusing on being that or achieving that goal and being successful in whatever that endeavor was. I focused positively, meaning add that, I focused positively on that goal. So that, see, because it's a law, we're all using the law. We just don't know we're using the law. Now, here's the deal. When you can become, when you can start using the law conscientiously, then you are now at another level of power. So, you know, you take someone, when someone learned the airplane, you know, the flying the airplane, I don't know the details about the, you know, in terms of how it works and whatnot, but they're using the law. They learn how to use the law of gravity in order to fly that airplane. So when you learn how to use the law of attraction, then you can have, you know, greater successes and more more rapid time or to your manifestation and whatnot, and achieve bigger things in your life. So yes, without a doubt, whether you are a Christian or non-Christian, know about the law of attraction, don't know about the law of attraction, we're all using it because it's a law. And it's a law. It's a universal law. It's a law, and you cannot – it's a part of the law that God set up, the divine, the creator – intelligence setup, whatever you want to call them. So yes, we're all using it. Again, the theme is using it consciously, or I like to say, become a co-creator with God. And when you learn, when you understand the law of attraction and begin to apply those principles, then you become a co-creator with God.
I love I love it.
Yes. It's, I mean, it's an exciting subject, and for our, you know, our Christian audience out there, if you would just take one area, don't try anything big. Let me caution you this. Don't do anything like, I want to manifest $10,000 by the end of the year. Don't do that. That's, you're setting yourself up for failure. But just take something simple. Take something simple, you know, that let's say you want to have a better week next week. Just take something simple and begin focusing positive on your week, the upcoming week here. Every day you wake up throughout the day, you just focus on, you know, day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Just start saying little simple positive.
One of my favorite affirmations.
Like that's how I, that's one of the first ones I learned as well, at least I memorized. Day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Go out and listen to a read Catherine Ponder. She has another Christian lady. A lot of these writers, they have their roots in the Bible. And and so don't be too quick to, you know, discount them because they're not Joyce Meyer. These writers, Captain Ponder, Thomas Schwarz, Neville Goddard, these people have their roots in scripture. You know, and so you can take for the surety that they're coming from scripture and whatnot. Now, their perspective and their interpretation of scripture may be slightly different, but it's also not from a modern day Christian perspective. But that doesn't negate their belief or their source being rooted in God and His Word, or should I say, you know, more spirituality, not His Word as in the Bible as we know it. But it is, but absolutely, we're using it every day. And when I get off this phone today, you know, or this interview, this conversation, I'm going to be using it because there are things that I want to track into my life within a short period of time. And I know how to apply the principles. I've worked it several times before. I've used principle seven several times before, even in recent months. And I know what I got to go back to now. And I'll know I'll have the manifestation here in maybe 30 to 60 days. Real simple. But again, if you want to, if you want to explore this here, you know, just try something that, you know, that's not too far, out there. Don't, you know, don't go for no lofty goal. But try something that, you know, really means something to you and just start applying these laws. And we have not really talked about some of the principles of law of attraction. We can get to that maybe shortly here. But try doing those things and you will start seeing a change. And I tell you, just like it was for me, I was once a naysayer years ago when I saw The Secret. But once I started trying it for myself and I saw my life start to change, I said, oh, my God, this stuff works. Now, let me make a statement here. This is my transparency coming out. Has no fault of the Bible, no fault of Christian teachings somewhat, I'll say it that way. But for many times through the years, my 22, 23 years of being a Christian, I've tried certain things that I've heard from the pulpit man to do and got some results, but didn't really get the results that I was hoping to get. When I start applying the law of attraction, namely the thinking, and knowing to think positive, that like attract like. Listen, things start changing in my life, even as a minister,
sir.
A teacher of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And I taught Bible from a Christian perspective. But when I opened myself to see these laws and the principles behind this attraction, this like attract like, Sheila, things started changing. And I'm sure you, as a coach, life coach, you're familiar with the placebo effect. Okay.
Yes.
If you don't know what the placebo effect is, it's an experiment that they did years ago, where they took a group of people. They all had some ailment, whatever the ailment was. To a group of people, they told them that they're going to give them this. Well, to the same group of people, they said, "We're going to give you all this here." But half that group, they did not give it to them. The other half, they did. The placebo effect, what you find is that it's mostly mental. To those who they did not really give any, let's call it, medication to, they had a higher success rate of being cured, healed, whatever
that's
it is, than those they actually gave
that's
it
right.
to. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they accepted the law that if you think that you're healthy, you're going to turn healthy. If you think
you're
gonna
be healthy.
You're going to be healthy. And back in the day, again, this is maybe the early 1900s, there were practitioners, doctors out there before the modern-day medicine that we know. They practiced the placebo effect in some kind of way or another, where they told their patients they were going to do this, and they maybe did not do all of that, end up being healed or whatever their ailment was. Because the law of attraction or the principles there are universal. They're before you and I. They're before they are from the beginning of time, before the even Bible that we know that we read. It's there. It's a universal law, as
it's
with law of gravity.
It's law.
So
it's a law.
And if you can, it's a law. So if you can accept that and at least try, say, okay, Cornelius, all right, I'll give it a try. I'll do that. Okay, go try it. At least try. Now, if you don't mind, I want to give just maybe a few steps. We've been talking about these principles. Let me give a few steps that
you're listening to. Hold on 1 second, Cornelius. Let me interject something, and then I'm going to let you go ahead and do that. And I wanted to just touch on when you talked about us being co-creators, and we are co-creators with God, and this is what we should be doing. This is how we should be operating, because as you said, because it is a law, everybody is using the law, whether you know it or not. So you may not know you're using the law of attraction, but you are using the law of attraction simply because it is a law. So you're creating, but you're not creating deliberately, you know. And so you want to become a deliberate creator when you're actually getting up every day or whatever, and you are saying, this is the way I want my life to be. And so you begin to create life the way you want it, and we truly do have the power to do that. And so you're creating life right now, you know, whether you believe that or not, or whether you have said the law of attraction is a real thing, you are creating life. You create life every day simply by the way that you think. And so the things that are manifesting in your life are the things that you're creating. So we want to become deliberate creators. We want to, as Cornelius just said, when he gets off of this out of this conversation and off this show, he's going to do some creating, because he knows that he has the power and the tools to do it, you know. And so this is what we want for you to have. You know, we want you to use the tools. And you know, every week I'm always giving you action steps, the things that you can begin to use in your life. And tonight Cornelius is going to do that for you. So please, as he said, we're encouraging you to take these tools, you know, you know, and all the things that you have heard about the law of attraction, go out there and research it for yourself. We're not saying just take our word for it, you know, because experience is the best teacher. You know, words don't teach, but experience does. And so if you begin to use these principles and these action steps that he's going to share with you, and some of the other principles that, you know, I've taught on previous shows, if you actually start to apply these things, you're going to see things manifest, things shift, things change. But if you're just listening to the words and they're coming out of going in one ear, coming out the other, then you're not going to see a change because you're not applying anything to your life. I had a wonderful conversation last night with a young lady that attended a seminar I did 2 years ago. And I, you know, when she attended the seminar, it didn't seem like it affected her, you know, one way or the other. But she sent me a message last night and said how much that seminar had changed her life and the principles. And this is the stuff I was teaching. I was teaching about change your thoughts to change your world. And she applied those principles. And she said her life has completely changed. So, but if you don't apply it, if you just come to a seminar or you just listen to, you know, what we're saying, but you don't apply it to your life, you're not going to see any different. But if you apply it, hey, be up for the challenge. You know, Cornelius, just challenge you. Just take a small thing. Say whatever it is. I want to manifest $10 by next Tuesday, or whatever you decide. And the reason I say money is because it's tangible. You can see it when it happens. Or I don't want to have a headache tomorrow, or I want to smile all day tomorrow. Whatever it is, just listen, it works on a small scale. It works on a large scale. I was just, when you get to the place where you really start to flow in this and you really realize that you're a deliberate creator, things will just start manifesting without you really putting a lot of effort to it. You know, small little simple things sometimes. I was thinking the other day, and I didn't even voice it. I just thought, it'd be nice today to have my favorite chicken from my favorite chicken place. I get to my daughter's house, there the chicken is. I didn't discuss that with her, you know. That just something so simple. Then the other day I was discussing, thinking about, well, I need to go to the store and get a bottle of alcohol. I get back to the house, to my daughter's house, there's a bottle of alcohol, brand new. You understand what? So things would just start to manifest when you just small things, and that's just small things, but big things too. I thought about money, you know, well, it'd be nice if I had $300. Guess what? It shows up, you know. And so when you get to the place where you begin to practice this, when you get to the place where you're a deliberate creator, where your thoughts are positive and you're flowing with that type of energy, then you're going to begin to see things manifest. Then I want to make one more point here, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Cornelius so you can share with you the action steps. I want to say to those who are Christians that it doesn't have to, or non-Christians, it doesn't have to be either or. You don't have to, well, I believe in the law of attraction, but I don't believe in Jesus, or I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe, or if I feel like if I believe in Jesus, but if I accept the law of attraction, then I got to let Jesus go. No, it doesn't have to be either or. Jesus really doesn't have anything to do with the law of attraction. I mean, other than he's the creator of all things, but but you don't have to let go of one to have the other. That's what I'm trying to say. And I said this because one of the young lady that contacted me yesterday, she was saying that, well, you know, she didn't no longer wanted to believe in Jesus. Well, no, you ain't got to do one or the other. And the Spirit told me today to tell her, no, you don't have to let Jesus go to believe in the law of attraction. You can have them both. You can have them both. I wanted to strongly suggest to state that you can have them both. So I wanted to just say that we're about 30 minutes into the last 30 minutes of the show, and so the lines are open. Please feel free to call in with your questions, comments, or what have you. That number to call is 949-534-0637. Again, the number is 949-534-0637. You're listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. I'm here with Cornelius Simon. He's a life coach, and we're talking tonight about a Christian perspective of the law of attraction. So go ahead, Cornelius, and share with us your action steps.
Right. Okay, so listen. Mark 11:24 reads, "Therefore I tell you, all things you pray, or whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you will have them." Look at that. If you do your research, and I've mentioned on this a few times, believe that you have received. It's already been given to you.
Yes.
The first step in applying the law of attraction, is to ask. Listen, ask. Mm-hmm. Many people cannot, believe it or not, I was there, I can say that, cannot fix their mouth to ask for something that they really want in their lives.
Wow.
Whether because they feel undeserving of it, or they don't want to be seen as better than someone else. Whatever the reason is, there are people out there, and that's a limiting belief that will will impede you from really seeing the law of attraction work and activate it in your life. So first thing you got to do is to ask, and ask whatever that is, whether that's in your mind, ask out loud. Of course, whether you need to ask out loud as well, but ask, have that desire. So your first step to applying the law of attraction is ask. Her name escapes me now, but I can't remember. Anyways, so you ask, and it shall be asked, and it shall be given. So first thing you ask. The second thing you want to do is your thought life. Now, once you have asked for, "I want to see $100 in the next week." Now, once you have asked for that, that's too small. $1,000. You ask for $1,000. Now, you're asking. You're not asking someone else. You're asking God. God, this is what I need this. I would like to have this in my life for XYZ, however you say it. So you ask. Now, the next step in applying law of principles is to choose your thoughts, or use thoughts that pushes you or progress you towards what it is that you ask. Basically, it must be in alignment. If you're asking for $1,000 by, let's call it, the end of October, because you have something due that you want to be able to get, or you want to be able to get something for your child, then your thoughts must be in alignment with what it is that you're asking for.
Yes.
Remember I said earlier, the law of attraction is a simple name for simple name given to the belief that like attracts like. Focus on positive, not negative thoughts. So step two is align your thoughts with what it is that you are asking for, or what it is that you desire. Third thing you want to do is speak words that is in alignment with your thoughts, that is in alignment with your asking. Okay. If you're asking for $1,000 and you're thinking, "Man, I can't wait to have it. I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to be able to do this." Then don't start speaking, "Oh, I'm probably not going to get it. I need to start doing something else." No, that's not in alignment. Right. When you get out of alignment with the law, then you can't have the law work for you, or don't expect the law to work for you. So that's the third step. So you ask, align your thoughts with your asking, align your words, what you say, with your thoughts. The third thing is, the fourth thing is visualization. I like to do this here. It's not an easy exercise, because sometimes you feel kind of silly, but it does work. You visualize yourself getting that. Let's stay with that example of $1,000. You visualize yourself having that $1,000 come to you, whether it's by check or by cash or by multiple checks, whatever it is. See yourself having that $1,000. See yourself what you're going to do with that $1,000. In fact, don't just see yourself what you're going to do with it. Get into the feeling of doing what you're going to do with the $1,000. It's very important that we speak, and that we visualize, and that we affirm in the present tense, not when I will get it, But
exactly,
I have it now. So as you're getting into the feeling, you're visualizing yourself with this $1,000. You're seeing yourself now going to purchase, let's say, your senior pictures for your daughter or a cap and gown, mm-hmm. whatever it is you need the money for. Visualize yourself. Visualize your child being excited about, wow, my mom is now I'm able to go to this senior retreat now or a senior field day because my mom got the money to send me out there, to send me there. Visualize that feeling. Get into the feeling of doing that. What's it going to be like to see your daughter happy, smiling, to see your son excited that now he can play basketball his senior year or go to the
right.
prom? Get into the feeling. I mean, really get into the feeling of what it's going to be like when you have that. Again, always in the present tense. So that's step number four, I believe, on this fifth one, action. Now, the law of attraction is not something that you just wish it out there and it just happened. There has to be some action. Now, your action on certain things that you're trying to manifest may not be as tangible or arduous or working as some of the other things, but there has to be some action. And a simple action could be as getting yourself in the right place at the right time. Perhaps
right.
you're looking for this, you're asking for this $1,000 to come by the end of October, and you have this intuition to go to this certain place. But you're just like, I'd never go there. Why would I go there? Or last time I went there, I really didn't enjoy myself there. But no, your intuition, something is telling you, and understand this, because now you are asking, you put this out in the universe, you're asking God for it. Now God's going to start bringing things into your alignment, into your path.
That's right.
That way
That's
it
right.
can be manifested in your life. So you have to take some action, and some of that, one of those action steps may be you going somewhere or doing a favor for someone else, or shaking hands with this person that you would never talk to. Whatever it
right.
is, you have to take some action. And I want to do as a sidebar, follow your intuition. Stop reasoning anything.
Yes.
Stop reasoning how
yes.
you're going to get this $1,000. Don't be over analytical where you just talk yourself out of it, because 9 times out of 10, if you analyze your situation and how you think you're going to get this $1,000, you'll stop thinking you're going to get it, and now all the negative thoughts are going to start coming up.
It's true.
So
yeah.
you must
yeah.
follow your intuition. And this last step I'll give you is meditation. Now here's what a lot of people miss. Meditation is one of those things where, and this is in the Bible, I remember doing a sermon on meditation. Meditation
mm-hmm.
is one of those periods of time where you can clearly, you remove everything, all the business of the day, and you clear your mind so that you can hear from God.
Yes.
So that you can hear from God.
Yes.
So if you can begin to apply these principles, asking, aligning your thoughts with what you're asking, using affirmations or speaking those things that you are asking for, speaking in the affirmative or the positive for what you're asking for, visualizing yourself with that in the present tense, getting into the feeling, taking action, being in tune or attuned to your intuition, your inner voice, that still small voice, if I can use a Bible phrase, that still small voice, that is your intuition talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wayne Dyer has this quote. He said, if talking to God is prayer, then intuition is God talking to you.
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a little. If prayer is talking to God, then intuition or your intuition is God talking to you. So as you are visualizing and you are taking action and you're meditating, just clear your mind so that you can hear what your intuition is saying and follow up on that intuition. And as we both stated earlier, don't try anything big. You know what I'm saying? Just do something that you feel that you can handle, you can actually manifest or have in your life. One thing I like to do, and I've heard this from someone else before, is if there's something that you want to manifest or have into your life, you know, put it on the scale, rate it. Just do it. Okay, I want to have $1,000 in the next. Like for me, and this is a real example, for me, I want to manifest $1,500 in the next 60 days.
Okay.
So I rate myself, what is the likelihood, Cornelia, that you'll actually be able to do that?
That's good.
And I gave myself a 10. I gave myself a 10 because I'm very sure, based on my past experience with applying the law, that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to get $1,000 in the next month, rate yourself. How do you really feel that
how
you're going to get it?
Yeah.
How likely? If you give yourself a 6 on that, then I would probably not shoot for that as a goal, as a target.
Right.
You have to give yourself, you know, that you have some comfortability that you can achieve that by using these principles. You know, don't make it be something that, oh, I know I can get it. I just go get out my bank account. No, that's not applying the law of attraction.
Exactly.
You really need
exactly.
You have it. That's not the same thing. You know,
I'm just going to go get it. No, it's not the same thing. No.
Right. Set for yourself something that you know that is really out of your reach based on the resources that you have right now. That way you can apply these principles.
Yeah.
But this is what I would share. I mean, this is what I would say. This is what I go through, and I'm sure you go through the same steps. You know, it's the three cores, this: thought, word, deed. Thought, word, deed. Thoughts must be in line. Your words must be in line. Your actions must be in line. If you can know that you're doing those three things, you know, all the other steps are good, but if you want to simplify it so you can kind of remember it throughout the day and throughout this journey, thought, word, action.
Yeah.
Think positively. Think about what you want. Say what you want. Speak affirmatively about what you want and in the present tense, and take the right appropriate action towards what you want to have happen in your life.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that you stick through with this 30 days, you'll be able to see things manifest in your life, and you'll see, like, wow, this worked.
I agree.
As I stated earlier, and I think it's worth saying again, it changed my life.
Yes, I agree. Awesome. I love the rate yourself. I love that. And it basically will show you where your faith is. You know, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. If you're believing for something and you ask yourself, how likely am I to manifest this within a certain amount of time? And you say, like you say, a 6 or a 5 or 6 or below, then you know your faith is really not there. And faith is like a muscle. You know, the more you use your faith, the stronger it gets. So if you start out with something that you're going to manifest, then when you see that come forth, when you see that $1,000 or the $100 or wherever the level of your faith is, when you see that manifest, then that gives you more faith to do something bigger. So that's why, you know, it's important to start out with what you can manage, what your faith can handle, and then build that faith muscle. You know, begin to start where you are, and then work yourself up. And maybe your faith is not at $1,000. Maybe your faith is $100 or whatever. You know, wherever your level of faith is, and we're not judging you. You don't have to have, you know, this $15,000, $2,000, whatever faith. You know, but if that's where your faith is, then that's where you set your goal. You know, what you're wanting to manifest. I love what you've said here, because every last one of these steps is you know, it's basically what I go through, other than I usually put meditation first, because that's kind of where I am able to receive what it is that I'm asking for, and so on and so forth. But I love these action steps. I love them, and I love them because every last one of them, Cornelius, I can find a biblical principle for. Every last one of them. And meditation is another area where Christians are, they get really scared when you start talking about meditation. But we know that's in the Bible. We're supposed to meditate meditate on the word day and night. And then people try to throw that at me too. Well, let's say the word of God. You know, well, is love the word of God? Is taking care of your family the word of God? Is being successful the word of God? All of that is the word of God. See, we got to move from the place of it having to be a scripture verse, the book and the scripture verse. It's the essence of it. You know, we got to get past that, because let me tell you out there, Christians, every word in the Bible is not, how do I want to say this? They're gonna probably chase me out of town for this one, but I'll say it and I'll try to explain it. every word in the Bible is not the word of God. There are some things in there. Oh, help me.
Who
are
you putting that out there now?
I'm telling you guys, everything in the Bible is not the word of God. There are some things... There are some things in there that people were saying and were having a discussion and that were having thoughts about. Paul even said, this I don't speak by God. This I don't speak by the Spirit. So everything, he said, this is my own perspective right here. This is my own view. Did he not say that, Cornelius? And not only that, there are some other things that are in there that are not the word of God. Am I saying the Bible isn't the word of God? Mm-mm, that ain't what I said. I said every word in there is not the word of God. And because I can't teach a Bible lesson because this show is not about that, I'm going to just leave that lay right there. And I'm going to let y'all, you know, brood in that a little bit.
What y'all
make
about it.
You know. Yeah. Y'all write me, send me an inbox. Please don't stop listening in because you think I'm blaspheming, because I'm not, because I promise you the statement that I just made is very true. And I can give you examples after example, but I don't want to turn this into a religious program, because as I always say, this is not a religious show, you know, but because I have a very strong faith, you know, and my foundation is in the Bible, it's just going to come out. But everything that we discuss on the Happy Mind, Happy Life show will benefit you. I don't care what your belief is, and we're not here to persuade you to believe one way or the other. That's between you and your creator, your God, your higher power, whatever resonates with you and whatever you want to call it, you know, that divine creator, divine intelligence, whatever it is that resonates with you, then that's what resonates with you. But what we're here for, we're here for you to live the best possible life that you can live while you are here in this earth suit. You know, we're here that you can be the being that you were born to be and the being that you were created to be, because you know what? It ain't all about you. And it's not just about us living abundant lives, but we want to live an abundant life so we can help the planet, so we can bring this peace and harmony and light and love to the planet. And when you get yourself together, then you can help spread that stuff. That's what me and Cornelius are doing. We're helping to spread that which we've received. And so when you get a hold to this, then you're able to go out and you're able to help other people. I strongly believe, and this is just of my own opinion, you know, the scriptures talk about 1,000 years of peace coming upon the earth. And I strongly believe the revelation of the law of attraction and some of the other things that are attached to it, because one of the things, when you understand that the basis of the law of attraction is that like attracts like, and it's about you thinking positive and feeling positive and being positive, then you don't have time for negative thinking and getting into it with people, because that creates that negative energy. You're more focused on light and love and peace and harmony, because you understand that you need that in your life in order to create your desired life. And so not only are you creating your desired life, but you're touching the lives of other people, so they begin to create their desired life, and it just spreads. So people will start walking in this peace and this harmony and this light and this love because they're operating in the law of attraction. That's just my belief. And so I encourage people.
I agree with you. It's not just about our own abundancy or abundant life.
Yes.
There is,
yes.
You know, you, and I'm talking to your audience out there, you young lady, you mother, you father, getting these principles, it's going to help your life, which in turn help those who care for you or those who means a lot to you, those who you care about. So it's more than just about you. It's about your sphere of influence and how you can help others come into an understanding
right.
that you hopefully will
yes.
be it soon and be able to
yes.
help them improve their life. So yes, I agree with you. It's more than just big,
yeah.
bigger than us.
Mm-hmm. It's so much bigger, you know, and it's our life is so much bigger than us, you know, and we when you really begin to practice biblical principles, but when you really begin to practice the principles of the law of attraction, you really will begin to understand that, you know, that our life is just so much bigger than us. And so I we're about 10 minutes until to the close of the show, and I really was hoping that some people would call in tonight. I don't know if you're nervous or what you're feeling about the subject tonight, but you're welcome. You're welcome. If you want to call in and say, I don't believe it, whatever you want to say, I mean, you're welcome to call in tonight as we're talking about a Christian perspective of the law of attraction. And it's just not, you know, we didn't just do this show for Christians, but we did this show for Christians, but we did this show maybe non-believers, I mean non-Christians, excuse me, I don't mean to say that, maybe non-Christians had some thoughts about it, or maybe you have some input, maybe you want to share something. So you're welcome to call in tonight, whether you are a Christian of the Christian faith or any other faith. And as I always say, this is not a religious show, but we do speak on some things that are spiritual, you know. And so we're here for you tonight. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you don't want to call in, maybe you want to send me an inbox, you know, or a message. You know, my website is www.lifecoachcedarwillis.com. Maybe you want to, you know, leave a comment there. I'm going to allow Cornelius to tell you how you can get in touch with him and perhaps some things that he has going on or something that he wants to share with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me online. My website is CorneliusSimon.com, CorneliusSimon. That's my website. You also find me on Facebook. Just put my name in there. I'll definitely come up. Email address, you can reach me via email if you want to leave a comment or have any additional questions about what Sheila and I talked about today. You can send me an email at Cornelius@CorneliusSimon.com. And just, you know, again, just want to encourage you, just be open and give it, you know, a try. You know, you can't knock something until you try it. And,
right.
you know, I can relate.
Right.
I've been there. Sheila's been there. We've been the ones that has like, no, this is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you open yourself to it, you see, wow, this is more of God than you ever thought, you know, or
really,
this is God.
Really.
Yes. And you begin
it
to
really
learn
is.
That some of the things, one of the things that I've once I stopped ministering, and I should say once I came into this understanding of law of attraction and mind principles and whatnot, one of the things that the church is severely lacking is a teaching and an understanding
mm-hmm.
about the mind. We don't know how to use our mind.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's sad because we're missing out on, I think, as I said publicly already from the pulpit, that some of your, I should say, well-known preachers are probably know that just they're just not sharing with the people for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
right.
the scripture tells us in, you know, Romans 12:2, you know, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah. Yep,
okay,
yep,
and that's
yep.
far to go. But you know, the average person, I was there. I'm learned, but I didn't
mm-hmm.
know really the extent of the mind. So
right.
if that's something that, you know, the church can, or someone, whether it's you and I, Sheila, or, you know, can introduce to the church is, or to Christians, not necessarily to the church per se, but to the Christians,
mm-hmm.
just a, you know, a seminar or just a, you know, a workshop on the mind and learning what the mind is.
Yeah.
God gave us this beautiful
right.
gift about the mind,
yes,
and
did.
We don't even know
yes,
how to use it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
no.
just, it's sad
yeah.
that we're just
it is sad.
Trying to do everything
it is sad.
Traditionally that God has given us mind, and if we just can learning. So I think the church is lacking. The church is lacking that.
I agree.
That teaching, instructing people with the mind, and I know it's because, you know, it's not in the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, they're not going to talk about it. And when you start throwing words out like metaphysics and stuff like that, then oh no, we can't talk about that. But you know what? Put all that aside. Let's just get to to the core.
I agree, because one day, as I you know, often say, we're going to figure out it's all just about the same thing. When we speak about the spirit and energy, it's just about the same thing. It really is. You know, when we talk about the metaphysical world and the spiritual world, you know, they're really going to chase me out of town tonight, but it really is just about the same thing, honestly, you know, honestly. And I know, you know, we're so accustomed to using certain type of words, you know, in the Christian community, that when you start talking about energy and vibrations and frequencies and those type of things, then, you know, they get really nervous and they start thinking about, oh, it's the devil, you know, and whatever and what have you. But anyway, as I love to say, perspective is everything, and we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And so when we open ourselves up to begin to, like you say, open our minds, you know, and one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of things that stand out to me about the movie The Matrix, and that is such a spiritual movie if you watch it with those type of eyes. But there's a part in it where Morpheus tells Neo, which is the one, but he, because his thoughts are so because he needs a renewed mind, because he needs a renewed mind, he doesn't even know who he is. He calls himself Neo, which is one scrambled, you know, and he's the one, but he's going, thinking about himself as Neo, you know, and so that shows the scrambledness to me of his thoughts. And so one of the things that Morpheus says to Neo is, free your mind. You know, and if we, when we allow our minds to be open and free, oh my God, the possibilities are endless. And I know you're a no limit person, Cornelius. You are a no limit person, and I am a no limit person. We couldn't help but to meet. This is a law of attraction in operation right here.
Absolutely.
This is a law of attraction. Go ahead.
You were talking about, you know, as you're talking about the Matrix, and I need to go back and watch this now with the lenses that I have on now. It would have a total different meaning to me. Another movie that can be insightful if you just open your mind is Doctor Strange. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Doctor Strange. So he gets hurt, something like that. And he goes off to this far eastern place, and oh my goodness, I don't even want to get into it. But the point I'm trying to make by bringing up Doctor Strange and what you did with Matrix is that if we learn to open our mind,
Cornelius.
Sure.
Cornelius, we got a caller coming in. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can get the call. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello. Can you
caller,
hear me?
Are you there? Yeah, I can hear you now. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Byron. I just wanted to call and say thank you guys for this lovely conversation that you guys just had.
Okay, great. And you said Byron?
Yes.
Hi, Byron. Did you have a question for Cornelius tonight, or for myself, or did you just calling in to say thanks for the discussion?
No, I was just calling in to say thanks for the discussion.
Thank you, Byron, for listening in.
Yes.
All right. What do you feel about the? Are you a believer in the law of attraction?
Yes, because I've been with my personal mind on that. You know, like attracts like, and you have to have a positive thought to get what you want out of life.
Mhm. Okay. And are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
All right. Well, good. Well, I'm always excited to have a, you know, someone that is a Christian that believes in the law of attraction. So thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. And keep tuning in to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
Well, we're just getting down to the end of the show. I want to thank Cornelia Simon for being here of Cornelia Speaks. It's been great. We're going to do this again. I think we need the Christian perspective of the law of attraction too, or revisit it or something like that, where we can get into it a little bit more. I just think there is definitely has been a connection between you and myself, and I think we just got to do more. Maybe a seminar on the mind or something, but we'll talk about that. Thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it. And thank you, everyone. Thanks to my listening audience for being here tonight as we discuss the Christian perspective of the law of attraction. And I forgot to thank my you know, the international audience that's been tuning in, and I don't want to start calling where you're from and leave anybody out, but thank you for being here. You've been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show.